ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hopes for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appear to be dimming as talks in Egypt have not produced a deal, and ABC's Marcus Moore in Tel Aviv says the Israeli military appears to be gearing up for a new ground offensive.
Israeli military officials urging Palestinians to evacuate parts of the southern Gaza city of Rafah ahead of an expected ground offensive by Israeli forces into the city, where more than a million civilians have sought shelter during the war.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrations continue on U.S. college campuses. Some schools trying to resume normal operation. UCLA going back to in-person classes today. At USC, police cleared an encampment on Sunday morning. Worries of severe storms from northern Texas to South Dakota today. There's a risk of powerful tornadoes between Wichita and Oklahoma City. Meanwhile, more rain in eastern Texas exacerbated already heavy flooding. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's back to school today in Mount Horeb. Counselors are on hand. The Wisconsin Justice Department says a teenager was brandishing a pellet rifle outside the middle school last Wednesday. Police are on leave after killing the boy. State agents are poring over body camera video. The boy never got into the school and no one inside was hurt. Talks are ongoing between Universities of Wisconsin leaders and student protesters over encampments. Campus police Friday agreed not to interfere with the tent village in Madison, but UW System President Jay Rothman says other demands are off the table.
The issues that are being protested are ones of foreign policy, not of university investment. So I just view that as a red herring.
Rothman speaking on WYSN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The school shooter tragedy in Mount Horeb could have been far worse, and school superintendent Steve Salerno credits the community for the outcome.
Had it not been for our community stepping up to the plate to help support capital and operational referendums that allowed us to install safety measures, including vestibules, locked front doors and the like, this could have been a far worse tragedy.
Mount Horeb police engaged and fatally shot a 14-year-old student outside the middle school Wednesday morning. No one else was physically harmed, but support services are available for emotionally traumatized students and staff. The University of Wisconsin-Stout has been named a National Green Ribbon School by the United States Department of Education. The designation is awarded to schools for their sustainability efforts, including individual projects and the efforts to combine sustainability with daily operations of the school. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers wrap up rookie minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers' 11 draft picks and another 40 undrafted players were at the Packers' 2 days of practice over the weekend. The team signing three tryout players and a receiver, Dimitri Stanley, the son of Walter Stanley, a receiver for the Packers in the 1980s. Head coach Matt LaFleur asked about that sling on his left arm the past couple of weeks.
What happened?
Got a little fight with the bench press, so I lost.
Baseball, the Brewers in Kansas City tonight against the Royals. After losing 5-0 to the Cubs, it's the first series loss for the crew on the road so far this season.
It's little things that makes a difference between good and great. So that's what a young team's going to learn, and we're going to have to go through this and learn it and keep our energy and keep our focus the right way. And it's a great challenge. You know, you lose a series to the Cubs on the road, especially in this environment. It's no fun, but you learn from it.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear in the evening. Chance of thunderstorms after midnight or low 54. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms and locally heavy rain with those. Our high tomorrow, 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire. Yeah.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to retired Major General Randy Manner about Project 2025 and what that could mean to American democracy. Hour number two, cars versus deer. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. News from the center, WRCE.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, it's a little chilly out, but I think it's going to warm up fast.
Yeah, it is. It is, you know, come man, 55 degrees was that.
Well, I mean, it was 40 when I woke up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, and, you know, 60 degrees, 65, it's going to be a normal spring May day. Actually, it's what it's going to be as I'm trying to get my hat straightened out, you know. You know, a normal spring day, and as long as the sun is there, man, everything is all right with the world.
I totally agree.
You know, man, we got a lot to talk about this morning, man, just an awful lot to talk about. We're going to begin the show, Calvin, talking a little bit about the cicadas. Are you aware of those?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Yeah, and we're also going to talk about, you know, student brutality. On Friday, I was down at UWM, man, with the students and having conversations and dialogue with them at their tent city. And you know what, man? I'm going to bring the students on because they've been vilified. You've heard what people have said about the students. You were a student.
Yeah, of course.
They keep referring to them, number one, as kids. Kids are in middle school, right?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely at times felt like I was still a kid when I was in college, but you are an adult and you should be treated as one.
Well, yeah, man, you they're adults. And so they don't like the fact that they're being called kids, number one. Number two, they don't like the fact that people have vilified them for doing what they have a right to do, Calvin, protests. And as I was down at UWM and spent quite a bit of time with those young people on Friday, those young people, man, there were no police. There was no disturbance. The young people weren't being disrespectful. As a matter of fact, they felt like this is what they had to do. And yet, you know, I think the important thing and the reason that I'm bringing them on in the next couple of days is for them to speak for themselves. Who has listened to them, Calvin?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely only have gotten the outside perspective.
Yeah, you haven't gotten the perspective of the students. I don't care where it is. I spent at least 2 hours having conversations and dialogue with those students at UWM. And I didn't see anything threatening. As a matter of fact, there were no law enforcement officers on the grounds at all. You didn't see any. Now, I don't know, you know, the things that have happened in Madison and other places, but at UWM's campus, no, none of that. All peaceful, all quiet. And so, you know, we're going to have those young people on so they can tell you exactly why they're doing what they're doing. I just think it's important that we hear from them, because it's so easy to point the finger at people without hearing their reasons for doing what they do. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about what it costs to live the American dream today. They've actually put that in numbers. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then, you know, can you blame, you know, the president of the United States for, you know, the loss of the American dream? I don't believe that you can point the finger at any president and say that he's been the sole reason that the American dream is no longer obtainable for far too many people in this country. You know, I've lived the American dream and actually lived the American dream. And, you know, and it was affordable to me as a young man. I've lived long enough to have seen the changes and why it's not affordable anymore to young people that were, you know, at the similar points in their lives and my life. And so we're going to talk about the American dream, what happened to it, and who's responsible for it. You know, to think that a president who's been in office for 4 years is the reason that the American dream is lost, the people who think that way have no concept and no clue and understanding at all of why the American dream is out of reach for far too many people in this country. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, Calvin, the partisan politics have gotten so bad that they're coming up with, you know, solutions for cancer are being blocked by Republicans because they don't want to see Joe Biden get credit. I mean, how stupid is that? I mean, how crazy have we gotten that cures for cancer are being blocked for political reasons, Calvin?
Yeah, I mean, it's just disappointing how antithetical that is to how our government's supposed to work.
Well, and the last time I checked, cancer is not predicated on whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. I mean, come on, man. The solutions to it shouldn't be tied up in these political antics. We're also going to talk about, you know, Russia announces nuclear weapon drills. Hey, man, this is real. Because of some of the things some of the NATO allies have said. I mean, people have to be careful with the things they say publicly when people are engaged in wars. Because there's some people who don't really care, who have nuclear weapons, and who really don't give a rip about whether or not, you know, they use them or not. Let's go to the phone lines and Bill from O'Connell. Hey, Bill, you're on early and up early this morning. What's going on?
Great. Say, with the election coming up, it's time to get serious. Here's an ad that has to be run. Americans slam Republicans for refusing to sign border agreement. Americans slam Republicans for 80% wanting to support a criminal president. And I can go on and on. I'm working on a real ad that we could put together and hopefully give the Democratic Party that they run with it. Because if America knew The bigger problem at the border are the Republicans not signing an agreement, it'd be taken care of. If Americans knew, 80% of Republicans, even if he's convicted, will support a criminal in office. That wouldn't happen. If they knew how big oil is playing America like a fiddle, they wouldn't be for big oil anymore. But they have to be educated like what you do, Earl, and get the word out. And you do a wonderful job.
So Bill, let me say this. All those things you just mentioned, add this one on and put it at the top of the list. Congress voted against funding a cure for cancer just to block a win for Biden. Now, some Republicans refusing to give President Joe Biden a win voted against the renewal of funding for cancer research. Now, how crazy can that be, Bill?
Earl, there's nothing they won't do to get in power. They'll murder people. They'll attack the Capitol. There's nothing. You know, don't put anything off the table for those people.
Hey, Bill.
Because there's nothing that they won't stop doing.
Hey, Bill. Cancer research? One of the things that all of us, I don't care who we are, Democrats, Republicans, you know, have had to deal with some loved one that we know dying of cancer. And the fact that all of us may eventually contract cancer. So why would somebody say, well, we don't want to give Joe Biden a win? I'm asking you, those of you on the right, we don't want to give Joe, how far off the edge or the cliff are we going to go with this? Bill?
Earl, I really believe that you're onto something big. And I think, like you said, let's start talking about everything Biden has accomplished and everything the Republicans refuse to do. That should make the blue wave show up again. I'll be right in. I'm just talking on the phone.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. As a hospital doctor, and this is in today's USA Today, I've gotten pretty good at delivering bad news. Still, it never gets any easier. It certainly was not easy the day I told my 53-year-old patient, a devoted father of two, that his stomach pains were not from gallstones, as everyone had assumed. Whenever a doctor says bad news, our minds often jump to that terrible C word. We fear cancer. Unfortunately for my patient, I diagnosed him with a deadly form of cancer. Over the next year, I would watch him deteriorate as he was readmitted many times with complications after complications. Cancer affects everyone in some way, shape, or form, whether personally or through a family member. How can you possibly think that people could be that cruel that they would vote no for cancer research? 844-967-2789. Because we don't want Joe Biden to get a win. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. And what would a Motown Monday be without the Temptations? You can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So Bill got me, you know, ahead of the curve. I wanted to certainly talk about cancer, and we're going to talk about that. But I got to get back quickly, Calvin, to the cicadas. Can you imagine, man, they're talking about possibly a trillion cicadas, man. And these, it's bad enough when little bugs are flying around, right? You know, when you're at a picnic, you're on an event outside, and little gnats, and they're all over the place, and mosquitoes, and flies. Can you imagine a trillion cicadas, man?
Yeah, the good thing, the most annoying thing about cicadas, and some people don't even find it annoying, is the noise.
Right.
I don't think cicadas don't usually get into houses or swarm your head when you're outside or anything too bad.
No, but visually, they're pretty big insects.
Oh, yeah, they're big.
Right, and so say you're at a picnic or you're outside in a baseball game or whatever, they don't care. You know, whatever it is you are doing as a human being, They are going to impact and affect the things that we do. And I don't think many of us are ready for it, even though we've been hearing about it for some time. They're here. They may not be in Milwaukee or they may not be in Wisconsin right now, but they're on the way because they're in many other parts of the country already, and they're causing mayhem. You know the only good thing about them, Calvin? They only live 6 weeks.
Yeah, that was the other thing I was going to say. They don't last too long.
Yeah, but 6 weeks is a long time, you know, because it's a pretty good-sized bug, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're like at least as big as your thumb.
Right, right. And like you stated, the sound effect with all of them is going to be deafening. And I don't know, man, if they must sleep. So, you know, if at night they're going to be an impact. But the other part of it is, man, walking around, stepping on them.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they're going to be everywhere.
Oh, for sure.
You know, so it's going to be difficult, certainly going to be messy, but they're already out in major numbers, man, in Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, Kentucky, and Missouri. They're making their way up to Illinois. And so I don't know, man. They didn't mention Wisconsin as one of the places where they're really going to be. They're going to be all over the country. So, but they didn't say that Wisconsin would be one of the most impacted and affected states. But anyway, man, it's coming. So when you're out and you're preparing to have your outing, The cicadas don't really care, you know, and really, I was watching some footage of them. They're two different groups of cicadas that are now, you know, out and about. Normally, they don't come out at the same time. Let's go to Susan. I know, I'm wondering what Susan knows about cicadas. Hey, good morning to you, Susan. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Yeah, cicadas are terrible. And they're going to be up here, and they're going to be swarming around. But the only reason why I was calling, because on Friday you had a great show. And one of your callers called up and was talking about their daughters were upset because Biden took $6.1 billion and took away the debt that these students who had gone to these
rallies.
I'm trying to think of
the rallies.
I'm always trying to think. Yeah. And the colleges, and one of them was the University of Phoenix, and one was the Education Management Corporation, EDMC. And these students took loans out so that they could get diplomas in different fields. And it turns out that these diplomas were useless. And they were, and so Biden took it upon himself to forgive these loans. And I applaud him for that, because these students had taken out loans thinking that they would have a diploma and they could use it to advance themselves in the employment of this country, and they found that they couldn't. They were useless diplomas. So I think we have to give Biden credit once again for trying to help elevate our citizens out of the deep hole that they're in. So that's all I wanted to say.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call. You know, it is... It should be criminal. You know, Trump University should have been criminal. When you set things in motion that are there solely for people to be taken advantage of, you know, buyer beware. The whole buyer beware, you know, thought, in which is legal, is just crazy. There shouldn't be a buyer beware. People are in business to hustle and take advantage of the American people. There should be, our elected officials should make it, you know, possible that anybody who's willing to do those things to take advantage of the American people should not be able to profit off of it. So if it's found that universities have taken advantage of students, based on the fact that students don't know that the people who set up the universities are solely there to take advantage of them, then there should be some penalties levied on those who have attempted to profit through misinformation of the American people. That's just bottom line. All the other aspects of it should not matter. That should be taken care of at the government level. And the penalty should be punitive enough that no other would attempt to do the same thing. 844-967-2789 is the number. You tuned in to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. You're frightened and confused. Which way will you choose?
News from the center, WRCE. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
President Biden's visit to Wisconsin Wednesday will highlight a massive increase in the scale of Microsoft's future data center in Mount Pleasant. Microsoft is building a billion-dollar data center building at the Wisconsin Innovation Park. The Journal Sentinel reports the first phase is just the tip of the iceberg for Microsoft's plans for Racine County. A collection of art by inmates of Wisconsin State Prisons is on view at the Neville Public Museum in Green Bay. Curator Deborah Bremer says people are surprised by the quality of the art, but that she also understands.
It's about hardship, it's about crimes, it's about victims.
Art Against the Odds is on display through Sunday the 19th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has selected Haley Heinzel of Oconomowoc as Wisconsin's 77th Alice in Dairyland. In this position, Heinzel will work for the contract year as a full-time communications professional for DATCAP, educating the public about the importance of agriculture in Wisconsin. Heinzel will graduate this month from the University of Wisconsin-Madison with a degree in life sciences communication. Heinzel was selected at the 77th Alice in Dairyland Finals hosted by Door County this weekend. She will begin her term as the 77th Alice in Dairyland July 8th. She succeeds the 76th Alice in Dairyland, Ashley Hagenau of Poinette, who will continue her current term until the transition in July. Today's forecast calls for mainly sunny and mild conditions with a high of 68. Tonight, clear and cool with a low of 43. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. In Guys Who Can't Stop Being Creeps news, Grabby McGee, a.k.a. Kevin Spacey, is under fire again for inappropriately touching people. Not so ironically, the allegations come before the release of a new documentary about Kevin Spacey for, wait for it, inappropriately touching people. To keep the investigations easier, authorities have asked people that haven't been groped by Spacey to please come forward. Spacey Unmasked drops on Max May 6th. Fans of Blue Bloods have had a nice run, but the show ends in December. Deadline.com reports Tom Selleck has warned the producers that people might not be ready to say goodbye, and I'm sure he did so in the most measured, borderline, dull, unexciting way possible. Just kidding. Love the Sellickster, and 14 years is a pretty good run. The network says they are looking for new ideas. Translation? Be prepared for something other than Blue Bloods that is exactly like Blue Bloods to premiere next fall. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear in the evening. Chance of thunderstorms after midnight or low 54. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms and locally heavy rain with those. Our high tomorrow, 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded, privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome author of Searching for Patty Hearst, a true crime novel, Roger Rappaport, and Wisconsin comedian Tracy Schrader joins me in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Surely must know magic girl, cause you changed my life. Ooh,
welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. I want to go back to this fact that Republicans have decided to vote against it's called a moonshot initiative. Cancer affects everyone in some way, shape, or form, whether personally or through a family member or friend. The stress and heartbreak of a cancer diagnosis is immeasurable, which is why I was so surprised when I read that Congress would not be renewing investments in the Cancer Moonshot Initiative dedicated to curing cancer. You know, whatever side of the equation you are on, this can't make any sense to you. You can't say, yeah, I'm down with that. I agree. That's what my people, I'm with that. You know, the Republicans want to deny investing money in cancer research because they don't want Joe Biden to get credit. This is not about, it's not a game, not basketball, not baseball, it's not football. Hey, somebody trying to get credit. This reminds me of, who was the guy? Ronald Reagan. You know, back when Ronald Reagan was running for office and Jimmy Carter was the president of the United States and they had the hostages and they were negotiating to try to get the hostages released. And Ronald Reagan said and made a deal, well, don't release the hostages until I become president of the United States. Politics should never enter into this. But yet it has. And many of you don't know about this, but look it up yourself. You don't have to take my word for it. It's called the Moonshot Program. And it's the largest organized effort by the United States government to find cure for cancer. Formed in 2016 by then Vice President Joe Biden, his own son was killed by brain cancer. The program has enjoyed bipartisan support and praise. But because Joe Biden's name is on it, people are willing to dump it for political reasons. 844-967-2789. I know it's unbelievable. You have to take my word for it. It's in today's USA Today and probably everywhere else. It should be like the number one story that people can be that cold-hearted, that they would prevent cures for cancer for political reasons. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. First, I would just like to say, and this is really the biggest thing I'd like to say, is that, and this goes out to all the Republicans as well, which is if the Republicans are spewing it about Democrats, they're doing it. So anytime you have a Republican, first off, Democrats are not this creative to come up with these crazy, different things that, that they say about the Republican. I mean, it's astounding to me. But when they say someone's a pedophile, if they say someone is, doing such and such, just remember, I really want you guys to think about it. If the Republicans are saying it, especially not the people, the people are actually good people, but the Republicans in power, if they are saying something about a candidate, just know that they're looking into a mirror and they're saying it about themselves. Thank you.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for the call. I'm just, Biden's Cancer Moonshot Initiative is Congress' largest partisan casualty. However, with the ever-present dysfunction of Congress, maybe predictably the program has been stalled. Some Republicans refusing to give Biden a win, voted against the renewal of the funding. I don't, all of the foolishness that we're dealing with in this election cycle, of all the craziness, this is the craziest of them all. And I don't care. Any person, Democrat or Republican, who gets so blindsided and so mixed up that they don't understand that if I'm voting against a cure for cancer, I should be removed from office. You clearly need to be removed from office. You have no right to be holding a position and talking about your fighting for what is right for our nation. I know too many people who've died from cancer, too many loved ones. Maybe you don't, but I have. And I do know that every waking moment, every time I go see a doctor, I'm concerned at my age that they're going to find cancer. So anybody who's willing to, for political gain, now come on. Hey, let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. How you doing, sir?
Happy Motown Monday to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
As always, for playing such great music and having a great show.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't resist jumping in. You know, the messaging that we're seeing is nothing new. They've had this warlike, they meaning the GOP has had this wartime mentality against anybody that stands up to them politically since they adopted the Lewis Powell memo as their program. But in a couple examples really quick, and I looked into this stuff years ago, and I can defend every word that I'm going to share with you. You know, they set up Gary Hart with the Donna Rice monkey business snapshot that took down his run for the office. They created Saddam Hussein as the villain of 9/11 in order for them to justify invading Iraq. And they continued to use the rhetoric of seeing a mushroom cloud,
right,
scaring the hell out of everybody. You know, then Jerome Corsi creates this bogus Swift boat book and more fiction to destroy Kerry in his attempt to run for office. You know, and then, you know, we've got the birtherism that came up, you know, it's just one thing after another. Foxconn, where how can we believe or how can anybody believe one word that they say? Because most of these ad hominem attacks, all it is trying to score political points for their base, which seems to follow this stuff hook, line, and sinker. They love it. They thrive on it. They want more of it. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, so, go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
Well, so that's my complaint. And Tom was right. We don't, you know, in the middle, on the left, we don't have anybody that plays in the sandbox like this, because most of us have morals and values and we adhere to them. There is no such thing as morals and values, and we can just point to any one of those examples, much less the Hunter Biden nonsense over the last 7 years. You know, the Clinton Monica Lewinsky Whitewater thing, that was 7 years and $75 million, and we got Monica Lewinsky out of Whitewater. That's what they're good at. And we must be better at siphoning through and discerning truth from fiction.
So, Mike, so this doctor, you know, he said, I'm a doctor. So, you know, so is my mother. When she got cancer, I realized how little it mattered, Democrat or Republican. Republicans have stated budget cuts need to be made with an ever-growing debt. But where was the attitude when tax cuts for the wealthy were on the table in 2017? They don't have to look at patients in the eye and break the devastating news that they have cancer. They don't have to treat cancer cancers that block the intestines or drown the patient's lungs in fluid. Mike, we're talking about cancer, for heaven's sakes. And the fact that they would be willing to cut off the resources for cancer research because we've got to cut the budget and we don't want to give Biden credit is insane. I'm sorry, Mike. And for people who support that, I don't want to use that verbiage, but they need to really look long and hard about the things that they are agreeing with and ask themselves the question, does this make any sense whatsoever, Mike?
Earl, thanks for letting me respond. It makes as much sense as closing the satellite immigration offices in El Salvador, Ecuador, and in Central America, slamming the door shut there, so we have to deal with them at our border. That's how, it makes as much sense as Trump negotiating an exit out of Afghanistan without consulting the Afghanistan government or his own military. And closing several air bases in an attempt to choke the exit. That's the insanity that we have found ourselves in, Earl. And until we get the brass ones to stand up and talk truth to power and let truth to power live in that messaging grow instead of these crazy things like Foxconn and every other lie that they've thrown at us. I've had it. Enough is enough. We have too much work that our country needs public servants to take on and solve to waste any more of this time. And quite frankly,
Mike, thank you. Thank you very much for, the call. There's no question whatsoever. You know, about 600,000 to 700,000 Americans die each year from cancer. Over $300 billion is spent fighting cancer every year. Why would you cut that? Well, I don't want Joe Biden to get a win. What? You don't want Joe Biden to get a win? Hey, I've got a brother right now and a niece right now who are fighting cancer. Not to mention other siblings that I have who lost the battle with cancer. And so it's personal to me. It should be personal to each one of you who've experienced the exact same thing, that somebody would play a game with this because they want to win. It's not a game. Running this country, being in control of this nation, is not a game. And for those of you who think it is, I watched the game on Sunday. It was a basketball game. That's different. I can root and cheer for that. That's a sport. But these issues that are life and death are not a sport. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best. And with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. I'm highlighting the Temptations, the Great Temptations, this morning. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So why is it so hard to make it in America? Here's the true cost of the American dream. You know, the American dream was so obtainable in my generation for almost anybody. You didn't need letters behind your name. You didn't need PhDs and master's degrees. You could make it with no degree. The American dream was obtainable to each and every American citizen. Racism didn't stop you from living the American dream. You know, the lack of higher education didn't stop you from living the American dream. It was there for you. PhD or no degree, you could live the American dream. I know. I lived it with strictly a high school diploma. And at 18 years of age, I was able to walk into a place, not alone, tens of millions of us were able to do the exact same thing with, you know, not even a high school diploma. People came here, it didn't matter whether it was up north or in the south, people were able to buy a home, to put a little money away, to send their kids to college, to go on vacation, to save a few dollars, and then in retirement, live comfortably. That was the America I grew up in. What happened to it? Well, you know, Joe Biden and inflation, you know, Joe Biden took away the American dream because of inflation. You know, he gave the people money during COVID. And so because of that, inflation came in and the American dream. No. Believe half of what you see and none of what you hear when you hear people blaming one man for the loss of the American dream. There are many different facets of why the American dream was lost. I'll tell you, the destruction of unions was one of the main reasons why the American dream was lost in this country. Again, in the 1950s, 35% of the American people were in unions. And the American dream was obtainable. Today, that's down to 6%. It's part and parcel one of the reasons why so many people can't live the American dream. The other part of it is global, you know, the global issue of taking globalism, taking our major corporations out of the country and putting them in third world nations for profit. You don't know why the American dream is no longer there? Start there. But who has the courage to talk about that? Well, you know, corporations, you know, we got to make sure that the corporations, what are you talking about? The corporations, for the most part, don't give a rip about you and me, except for what they can get out of us. If you haven't lived long enough to know why and what happened, and now not able to push back on what transpired. So how much does it cost to live the American dream today? According to a report, the optimal American lifestyle would cost $137,000 a year in Ohio, $147,000 in Texas, $160,000 in Florida, $194,000 in New York, and $245,000 a year to live the American dream in California. You know, I don't know, man. I don't think I'm in that ballpark, Calvin. Are you? No, okay. So, and many people in this listening audience aren't. So, Calvin, for you, for your generation, this is what you're faced with, man.
Yeah, I mean, what did you say the number was?
138,000 in Ohio, 147,000 in Texas, 160,000 in Florida, 194,000 in New York, and $250,000 a year in California.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
What kind of job would you have to have?
Yeah, I don't know anyone my age, or well, to be honest with you, even not my age, older, my parents' age, that are making that much money.
This is my point, man. This is my point. So, but yet people point the finger at Joe Biden and the Democrats and say this is the reason that the American dream has died. Nothing could be further from the truth. And you're not, and they're not going to tell you the truth. You have to find that yourself. But the truth is there. It's out there. It's going to require of you to do a little research. You don't have to go to the library anymore and try to find an encyclopedia like I used to when I was a kid. We didn't have encyclopedias at home. I'm from a family of 13. If I wanted to find out some information, you know, I had to go to the library. Well, you can, it's at your fingertips today. 844-967-2789 is the number. We're going to continue this subject on the other side. You're tuned in to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789. A million miles from reality, you can be.
News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we do the show from the chair while I get my hair cut. We're not joking. It's the haircut show. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know, it's Todd Albaugh and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.